The number one myth I hear is, don't go to the orthodontist, just wait until all your baby teeth fall out. Well, I disagree. I think age 6, you should be at the orthodontist. You're intercepting a big problem that may happen down the road. What's the big problem? It's losing your teeth.
If people are at a stage where they're past this window, what should they do?
That's a huge question. If you don't come in soon enough, then you'll get to the point where these teeth can't be saved.
What really causes tooth loss? Well, we have a prosthodontist here, Dr. Park, and we have an orthodontist, Dr. J, here with us. So we have a big range of perspectives here. Dr. Park, I want to start with you.
Okay.
What are the most common causes of tooth loss that you see?
Well, as a prosthodontist, typically our patient pool is a lot older. I guess two key words that pop out in my head that cause tooth loss is neglect and lifestyle. So going back to neglect, if patients aren't brushing, they're not flossing, that's going to lead to dental decay. That's going to lead to periodontal disease, which is you're going to get bone loss around teeth. And by the time patients notice, hey, my teeth are wiggling, it's too late. The periodontal disease has progressed where you have significant bone loss around the teeth, and they require extraction at that point and dental implants.
And what about you, Dr. J? What's one of the biggest reasons you see for tooth loss?
I'm just going to throw out a statistic there. And I know that 90% of statistics are made up on the spot. Well, I'm actually going to give you the publication. You can put it down below for your viewers. But 65% of adults across all ranges, meaning any kind of ethnic range, any kind of racial range, 65% of adults worldwide have mandibular incisors that are poorly aligned, meaning your lower four front teeth are poorly aligned. And that's, I don't know if Dr. Park has seen that a lot more probably than me, that's where you have first signs of periodontal disease. If your teeth are not straight, they're difficult to clean. And what does that lead to? Just brings in bacteria, brings in all kinds of stuff, plaque bacteria, and a combination of that, you lose the bone. And it doesn't happen overnight. It takes time. But just like Dr. Park said, hey, you start losing bone, you start losing your teeth, next thing is implants.
What kind of steps should people take to prevent something like this to happen, especially for you as an orthodontist? I guess, what age should people be going to the ortho to get something done?
Oh, well, that's a big topic. Now, Google and the majority of dentists say go to the orthodontist after all your baby teeth have fallen out, which is around the age of 12. The American Association of Orthodontists says go to the orthodontist age 7. Well, I disagree. I think age 6. You should be at the orthodontist, get that consultation in to see exactly what's going on. Why? Because then you can do something that's called interceptive orthodontic treatment. Just like in football, you're intercepting. You're intercepting a big problem that may happen down the road. What's the big problem? It's losing your teeth.
Can you share more of the consequences of, if you don't go at an early age, like what starts to happen over time?
I do want to show you one of my patients, and this is a too late scenario. She's a wonderful young lady. She's 31 years old. But have you ever seen somebody who has really sunburned skin and you say, wait, that just added 20 years to you? Or someone who drinks a lot and they have a 60-year-old liver and they're probably 20 years old or whatever it is. So this is a case where she's 31 years old and she has the mouth of an old lady already. So she already has severe bone loss. She has recession. She's already really rocking those front teeth. She's going to lose them. This is her side bite. If you could see, she has a severe underbite. So what's happening is the way she's biting, she's just knocking those teeth left and right. And she's wearing down parts of her teeth. So the bite's really off, and that leads to all the problems. This is where all her problems began. She has a severe underbite. She has a narrow upper jaw. And by the way, one more statistic, 80% of the population has a narrow palate. And that affects breathing. And I'll put the publication in the description below. So that brings up a lot of problems as well because we have so many sleep apnea problems, so many breathing problems just because they're not getting enough oxygen. But I digress. So if you see her x-ray, the little red dots is where she's already lost 4 teeth. I mean, how does she lose 4 teeth? She has a pretty clean mouth. She brushes, she flosses, but she already lost 4 teeth. So these 4 teeth were lost because of her bite exclusively.
Wow.
And this can easily be fixed between the ages of 6 to 9, and we have incredible technology to really fix it fast in 6 to 8 months. Now she's going to need jaw surgery, she's going to need bone surgery, she's going to need implants, and she needs the whole menu right now.
When this happens, you say, you know, go to the orthodontist. What do they do? What would you do in a scenario where someone comes in at about, you know, 6, 7 years old?
If you notice that children are maturing a lot faster, but also between the ages of 6 to 9, you have that incredible opportunity. I call it the golden window of opportunity. Why? Because the upper and lower jaws are moldable. So your teeth are not going to be in the right spot if your upper and lower jaw doesn't fit together well. So that's why it's such an opportunity to do something very early. And I'm going to show you Victoria here. So Victoria was between the ages of 6 to 9. She was closer to about 8 years old. Now, if you could see, her bite is pretty off. You can't see her lower teeth. So what's happening here? Her lower teeth are hitting the roof of her mouth, and they're also destroying the upper teeth on the back. Now, this is Victoria. This is another view. So she's barely 8 years old. She has a lot of crowding. If she does nothing, what she's going to need extractions later on and a long treatment. Average treatment time for orthodontics is 2 years. Now, we were able to change her life in only 8 months, and we did it with Invisalign. Now, it's very controversial. Nobody knows Invisalign is for kids. They say, well, Invisalign is for adults or teens. But guess what? In 8 months, we changed her life. So this is just 8 months after.
Amazing.
And look at her face. Look at her smile.
Wow.
She's glowing. This is only after 8 months. That's all it took. And you'll say, well, what about pain? Well, the traditional ways of braces, they're very painful. Why? Because we've been using them for the past almost 120 years. Nothing has changed. An expander is 400 to 600 grams of force. Braces are 50 to 100 grams of force. And how much is Invisalign? It's 5 to 10 grams of force. So she barely felt it. It was 8 months. By the time she's a teenager, she will have forgotten that she actually got orthodontic treatment. So it's very important to use the term interceptive orthodontic treatment. That's what you're doing.
And where would people, you know, get a consultation with you? Can you drop a website or?
Yes, of course. StellarSmilesOrtho.com. Stellar is two L's. And our handle on social media is StellarSmilesOrtho. This one word.
Awesome. Well, now we have to ask, if people are at a stage where, you know, maybe they're missing more teeth, they're past this window that you talk about, right? Now I have to bring it to you, Dr. Park. What should they do?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's a huge question, right? So kind of goes back to what Dr. J was saying, like if you don't come in soon enough, then you'll get to the point where the periodontal disease or the decay has gone to the point where you have what's called terminal dentition, which means these teeth can't be saved. And then at that point, you have to pull them. And your only options are dentures. You can do overdentures. And then obviously what we do at Nuvia is the permanent smile in 24 hours, the All-On-X.
So how would what you do at Nuvia compare to maybe other traditional dental implant methods? And if you could even use maybe some of these models to kind of walk us through.
Yeah. So, I mean, a huge misconception that we always hear online and stuff like that is it can't be done. It can't be done in 24 hours. To those people that say that, I say, you know, they just don't understand the procedure. They don't understand what we're doing at Nuvia and understanding the technology, because technology is advancing every single day. Every year we go to the dental conferences and new technology is out there and we're there, Nuvia is there. We're trying to learn, we're trying to add to our digital workflow and everything. And so the old school way is they'll take a denture like this, they'll Dremel, they'll drill out the palate, they'll drill out the holes and attach the denture to these implants. But now look at it. You have three different materials. You have a metal cylinder. You have two different types of resin. It's a repaired denture. This thing breaks very, very easily, very often. It's very brittle, just because you pretty much damaged and then repaired a prosthetic. Okay. And so this is kind of the old analog way of what they do. So if someone says, hey, I can get you teeth same day after surgery, this is what they're doing. Okay. They also have, yeah, some people will say, well, we'll print out a resin, one piece resin, so it's not a repaired prosthetic. But then again, it is just resin, which is just plastic. So this, it'll be more flimsy, okay? There's going to be micro movement, so there's going to be a little bit of movement. And so with this prosthetic, in my experience with this one, you do have more implant failure and prosthetic failures with this procedure, because you're going to be in this temporary for 4 to 6 months, and things moving for 4 to 6 months, not good for the implants. These implants will not be moving.
So what is the success rate for, you know, the type of dental implants that you guys are doing?
Mm-hmm. So when I started at Nuvia 4 years ago, I was really curious about this as well. And so I've been following my statistics for the last 4 years. I've placed over 2,000 implants, and my success rate is a little over 99%. And I know that looking into Nuvia as a network, as a whole company, the success rate is 99.13%. So that's pretty ridiculous.
Wow.
Okay. Because dental implant, if you look in the literature, dental implants across the board, success rate is 93-97%. And so for this to have network wide over 99% success rate, it's working. So for all the naysayers that say that the 24-hour procedure cannot be done, the statistics don't lie. It's right there.
And how long are those supposed to last a person for?
These ones?
Yeah.
So they're permanent teeth. As long as you're maintaining them, wearing your night guard, cleaning them, water picking, coming in every year, getting maintenance, they're going to be there. They're going to be there. They're going to be there as long as possible.
So yeah, you're not taking them in and out or anything like dentures?
No. These are fixed. They're fixed in your mouth. The only person that could take them out is a dentist, or maybe your cousin that has a handpiece. I don't know.
So if someone's curious about the cost of getting permanent teeth in 24 hours, you know, what would you tell them?
I mean, I would say Nuvia makes it really easy. You have an implant cost guide that you can download below. That way you can talk about costs and the whole procedure. So really, it just makes it easy.
Awesome. Well, I have to ask you guys both, is there any other like common misconceptions out there about tooth loss that you haven't shared yet and you want to share?
If you have periodontal disease or decay, you have a significant amount of bacteria. You have a high bacterial load. Count how many times you swallow throughout the day. So if you have a mouthful, you are swallowing and ingesting a significant amount of bacteria into your belly. That now is getting distributed throughout your body. And so we have a lot of patients that will pull the teeth and their complexion will get better. Their energy will get better. Their overall general health gets better. Periodontal disease has shown to lead or help cause, heart disease. And so to be able to remove decay, to remove all that bacteria out of the mouth and to place the implants and the prosthetic, clean everything out, clean out the infection, we're making a difference, not just on the outside, but on the inside.
Right. And do you have anything to add to that?
Yeah, of course. Gut health is so important and we're starting to wake up to that. Now, how many times do you chew your food? If you are just touching on 4 teeth instead of 28 teeth, how efficiently can you chew your food? You can't. So you just give it maybe 4 or 5 chews instead of, I don't know, whatever number is supposed to be, and boop, it goes straight into your gut. So you're not digesting your food properly, and bad gut health leads to 1,000 problems. Bad digestion leads to 1,000 problems, insomnia, headaches, loss of concentration, you name it. But also mental health. I'm going to throw another statistic, but I do have the publication to back it up. 44% of parents state that their kid has been teased about the appearance of their teeth. So that's a huge thing. Yes, we have physical health, like Dr. Park very well pointed out. We also have mental health. It's a balance. You can't just have one or the other.
Yeah. I mean, and just to add to that point, that mental health continues on into adulthood. We have so many patients, male patients specifically, that have huge beards or mustaches and they cover their mouth because they don't want people to to look at their teeth. Or we have patients that have huge eyelashes or eye makeup, basically, you know, to keep the focus on the eyes and away from the mouth, right? And so when we're able to provide them with a smile and the teeth in 24 hours, we see significant amount of patients completely shaving off the beard because now they're happy, they're able to smile, and they want the focus back on their mouth. And now they're more social, and they can not be a wallflower and just let their personality come back alive.
And what Dr. Park said was so wise about, how did you use that word?
The distractors.
Distractors, right? So I didn't even think about that word, but that totally nails it. I have a case right here. Her name is Jasmine. And look at the distractors. So she has a lot of makeup and she has eyelashes, right? And look at her smile. And look at this. No makeup, no extensions, because she doesn't need it anymore.
Wow, that's amazing.
So what Dr. Park said, nailed it. And I do get the question all the time. How come no one told us anything, or could we have done something earlier? Absolutely, yes.
Well, that's why I'm glad you're here today to share this information and to help people who can prevent, you know, further issues. But also, there is a solution for, you know, someone who has maybe missed that window. So it's great to know that there's options for both circumstances. Thank you both for being here today.
Thanks for having us.
Absolutely. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks for tuning in. If this episode was helpful, a rating or review goes a long way in helping others find it too.